This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want here. We launch into the second hour of the program. You dial in toll-free and join us if you'd like. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Or Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. Or you can join us on the new LRN Discord, which is what we're going to next with you in the studio tonight, by the way. It's Ian.
And Melanie.
The Discord chat is demanding, Melanie, that you get into the chat room so they can talk to you.
I'm doing a radio show.
All right, let's go to your calls here. In fact, Stefan is on the line on that Discord. Hello, Stefan from Ohio.
I just wanted to make a quick comment about the call Ricky just made.
Yeah.
Does he really expect me to sit down and read 39 pages of Discord crap?
Did he really send you 39 pages?
Yes.
I mean, he said he did, but so what, I believed him.
But what, 39 pages of what, though?
39 pages of nothing but technical crap when it comes to Discord, about how it doesn't work on Windows phones, and this browser he was trying to use to get into it that he can't use. And I'm just going to put out a public service announcement. If you guys are on the Discord, I don't necessarily have time to read these kinds of things, and if you're going to send them to anybody, you should send them to the people that actually work on the program. That's not my job.
Or maybe send them to the Microsoft Corporation and ask why their products can't actually... Because you know what? I'm pretty sure Discord doesn't run on my notebook either, because my notebook is not a functional smartphone, and neither is a Windows
phone. Your notebook?
Like a literal notebook.
Your handwritten notebook.
The point being, if you don't have adequate equipment...
Right.
It ain't going to work.
Yeah, just to clarify, you chose to create this Discord. It was something that you were kind of just, hey, Ian, here's what Discord is like. I'd actually already had Discord installed on my computer because I'd had the intention to check it out. I just never got around to it. And so you kind of boosted me into doing that. And now we decided to just make it the LRN Discord, and it's taken off.
Boom.
With over 200 members in just, 2 weeks?
Not even 2 weeks. 2 weeks on Wednesday.
Right.
This is just like another one of those things. Look, I know a lot of people absolutely cannot stand Ricky, but they, I have nothing personally against him, but the guy does send me a lot of crap when he has problems with Discord.
Really?
All right, brother Stefan, the Discord's not working. Let me send you like 1,000 faxes.
I thought it was funny, though, that he actually did come into the Discord.
Wait, he sent faxes. Because he doesn't like the level of technology that you have.
No. It was a joke I had made on the Discord. If I had a fax machine and he was faxing me, I'd put a garbage can in front of it.
Yeah, you don't want. Yeah, I mean, it's bad when people get your fax number if you got a fax machine, because then they can do mean things.
They can use all your ink up.
Right, they can fax you black sheets.
I've worked in offices. I've worked in private sector. I would expect this from a government agency, but I have worked in private sector offices within less than the past decade that had regular fax machines, and I really just want to know why anyone would do that.
Just because they were getting black sheets or whatever, and people were using up their ink?
Just because anybody who has your phone number can now just use all your ink.
Yeah, that's true.
And your paper.
That's an absolute jerk thing to do. I just wanted to give that PSA to everybody. If you're on the Discord, the administrators don't necessarily have the time to read all of this stuff. Just be polite and don't send us 39 pages.
There you go.
I mean, don't do that to anybody that you're not paying.
Yeah. Anything else, dude?
Have you guys talked about Vermont's marijuana legalization yet?
Yes, we did. We talked last week. Unless there's been news today, I don't know.
Apparently it'll go into effect in July, but it might be like Maine, where recreational sales are going to take an absolute eternity. My cat just hit my feet, and I did not expect that.
All right, it sounded a lot worse than it was then. Thanks for the call tonight, Stefan. Yeah. I appreciate it. So we did talk about the Vermont legalization thing. It was last week, and let's see if I can recall, I believe it's up to an ounce for people who are 21 and over. It will be legal to possess that. Up to 5 grams of hashish and likely other concentrates, so wax or shatter, it will be legal to possess that. You will not be able to be arrested for it. However, they did not put in any kind of provisions for the legal sale.
Right, so you have to get it through magic, like in all the other quasi-illegal states.
You can grow it, but then again, you'd also have to magically get the seeds.
Because a lot
well.
Of states, you have to magic get weed.
Well, you still have to magically get the seeds.
You can't grow it or buy it.
Right, you still have to legally or illegally buy the seeds, right? Okay. But yes, you can magically acquire seeds, and then you can grow marijuana, which you can then gift to others. So gifting marijuana is allowed. And that made me question, are we going to see these gifting schemes arise to where, oh, Melanie,
Vermont has this set up, but states are aware of this,
mm-hmm.
and not just for marijuana laws, but for laws in general, have defined gifts in such a way that, yeah, it has to actually be, it's not like, oh, we're selling cups, and I'm giving you, like, no.
I can't give you a free bag of marijuana if you buy a $50 Dixie cup.
I don't know if that's the case in Vermont, but that is the case in a lot of states.
Yeah.
Not just for marijuana, but for...
That's too bad. That's a bummer, because I know that in Florida, after the smoking ban went into place, they were actually allowing... let's see, what was it? It was a Denny's. This was a long time ago. This was 15 years ago, like right when we started doing Free Talk Live. The state of Florida, they had a ballot initiative process, and everything that got on the ballot would pass, basically. So somebody got a smoking ban on the ballot, and it passed with like 70% voting for it, which is generally what would happen, was 70% of the state will vote for everything that is proposed on the ballot process.
And Florida scares me.
It's awful. They voted for this, and the smoking ban went into place, but there was certain exemptions that if you sold a certain portion of like drinks as opposed to food, then you were considered like a bar or something like that?
Yeah, so that sounds like a bar definition. So that sounds like it was a lot of bars.
And so Denny's, like one of the Denny's franchisees, just started selling drinks and gave the food away for free. That way they would still be allowed to have cigarette smoking in there. So I love those kind of approaches. And in the state of Maine, after they legalized cannabis in the 2016 vote, they have yet to actually figure out or set a date for the retail sale of cannabis. But there are people who are delivery services. You can call them up and say, you know, that you want to get a half ounce of weed delivered to your house. They will show up, give you the half ounce of weed, and they will charge you for the delivery. Oh, no, the weed's free. We're just charging you for the bike ride.
If you're in a state where you... And I don't have a list of which ones are and aren't. If you're in a state where you can get away with something like this, by all means, do this.
Yeah.
Just nobody go out tomorrow without looking it up, thinking that you're going to sell $50 Ziploc bags that come with free weed and do this openly and
what if
think
I
nothing
sell
bad's going to happen.
What if I sell
just look
them
into it before you, you know, take that risk.
But what if I sell them the Ziploc bag empty first? And then they just give it back to me because they feel like it, and I feel like giving them some weed.
Okay, so if you're in a state that treats actual
where
sales
do you look
as
for that?
Sales,
like, where do you look that up?
It depends on where they have it. It might be in that specific statute. It might be in one of the, what I want to call the intro statutes of the criminal code, where they defined person and intent
or
and
gift
all
or
that
something
good
like
stuff.
That.
It might be in case law somewhere.
It just sounds really obscure. It sounds hard to find.
Well, yeah, this is what law is.
Yes, that's true. It's purposely hard to find.
Yeah, I mean, just, or if you're going to do it anyway, that's cool too, but just be aware that this might be the case.
Right, there's risk involved. And I don't know if those people selling the weed via delivery services in Maine have done any research. I think they're just trying to, you know, work around the law, and they're hoping that they get left alone. And
Maine sounded like they were cool with it. So, hey,
Well, the people of Maine are cool with it. They voted it.
Well, yeah, but they're not getting arrested, and they're doing this fairly.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, we'd heard about that, but we haven't heard about the arrests. So if there are arrests happening in Maine, I hope that Blackie or some of the other folks out there will let us know if any of that stuff has been happening there. Massachusetts is expected to roll out retail sales this summer, I believe either June or July. So that'll be exciting. Maybe we'll all take a Free Talk Live field trip down there one day and check out there. Storefronts. All right, the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, we got your calls and thoughts about whatever you want. You can take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live.
Thinking about getting into cryptocurrency but feel overwhelmed by the high price of Bitcoin? Or maybe you've used Bitcoin in the past, but were turned off by the high transaction fees and slow transfer times. It's time you looked into Dash. Dash is digital international money that you can send anywhere, anytime, for less than a nickel. With Dash, your transactions can be instant and private. Dash offers a fully incentivized and decentralized peer-to-peer network where miners are rewarded for keeping the network fast, strong, and safe for its users. Start your journey at Dash.org. Since its launch in 2014, Dash has made a huge impact in the crypto world and is showing no signs of stopping. Check out Dash.org for more information about Dash and get in now on the future of cryptocurrency. Dash.org.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information, so pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Or you can join us on Skype. Skype username lrn.fm. Or jump in the on-air call-in line room on our Discord over at discord.lrn.fm. Although we're having trouble with Mac. Melanie, you've got a Mac here in the studio. We're trying to get you in the Discord, but it keeps trying to launch the app when we go through discord.lrn.fm rather than letting you just get on the website. So we'll see if we can get Melanie in there. We're trying that. The Blink Home Security System will help you protect your property, whether it's your home or small office. BlinkProtect.com/FTL is where you can go to get three Blink cams for what some of the other guys might charge you for one security camera. You know, those wired-style camera systems that are a huge hassle to get set up? You don't have that problem with the Blink Home Security System. It's all wireless. There's only one wire in the whole system, and it does not connect any cameras. It just connects the hub to the power outlet, and then everything else you just set up wirelessly with your favorite Wi-Fi device, like your tablet or smartphone. And then once Blink detects motion in front of one of the cameras at the times when you specify it should, it will send you clips to your device wherever you are. And you can also pull up the camera and monitor it remotely if you'd like to do that too. BlinkProtect.com/FTL is where you can go. That's BlinkProtect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live, as we continue here. Now, Melanie, you had wanted to talk tonight about equality for women.
Well, I wanted to talk about this thing Oxford did.
Because equality. That's the
reason
they did it.
That was their
supposedly.
Reason.
Yeah, yeah.
That was also false. But...
All right. Let's hear about it. What'd they do?
So Oxford University, for this past semester, for exams, not all exams, but only exams in computer science and math, decided to give all women 105 minutes instead of 90 minutes.
Whoa.
Men still had 90 minutes to complete the exam.
So women had 25% more time, basically.
Because women get more anxious than men under time pressure, according to Oxford University.
Really?
And so they had to equal that out by unequaling it. And then, predictably, the women scored higher because they had more time to take the same test.
So that means women are smarter than men.
This is where we're going, I guess.
Is that what they're saying?
Well,
look here. Go ahead.
No, they're still saying that it's still in... No, even though they've taken the system live, they're saying that it's still in kind of the research. They're trying to figure out what they should do, what this says. They haven't really made any conclusions yet.
Hmm.
But, yeah, so because...
Well, it's easy to conclude that if you have more time on a test, you're probably going to do better.
That's easy for a rational person to conclude,
right.
But apparently, I don't know, like...
So, was the idea here that, you know, we need to get more women in the science and engineering, math kind of fields? Because that's always been a thing, right?
They didn't say that, but...
But that's always been a thing.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's computer science and math. Enough of women aren't joining computer science and math for less.
Why is that, Melanie? I mean, you're a woman. You're into math, though, so you're a little bit different, right?
Okay, like, so bookkeeping is law, not math.
Hold on.
Most
what?
People, okay, there's not, like, exponential equations
stuff.
In your books.
True.
There's, like,
it's
addition
not
and subtraction.
It's not advanced math. But it is math.
Okay, hopefully nobody's going to Oxford University for addition and subtraction, although I don't know if it would surprise me or not.
All right.
So, yeah, I mean, okay, so most women look for careers, if they look for careers, that are flexible. Computer science is not that. If you take off 9 months...
That's what you mean by flexible.
Yeah.
I was gonna ask you, okay.
Either that or have, you know, that you can leave work at 4:30 every day or even 5 o'clock every day
mm-hmm.
and work only 40 hours a week or whatever it is. I mean
So is that what you think? I mean, I don't know anything about what it's like to be a woman. Is that seriously something that women consider when they get a job? Is I'm gonna be pregnant at some point, so I shouldn't work here?
Something they consider when they get a job, because you might get a job while you're working through college at Walmart.
You mean a career?
And you don't really plan on getting pregnant in that time. But
I see.
If you're choosing your field, it would make sense if you plan on staying in it, that you would choose a field that fits with your life, and part of your if part of your life is going to be that you're going to be pregnant, you'd be stupid not to consider that.
Hmm. I see what you're saying. So you don't think that science careers are flexible for pregnancies?
I don't think that computer science is flexible, from what I know about computer science, for to taking extensive periods of time off of work and coming back.
Mm-hmm.
It's a field that changes. So they're all the time developing new code and new ways to do stuff or whatever. That's what the computer people tell me.
I mean, shouldn't you be able to, like, even though you're pregnant, that doesn't mean you can't learn about new computer stuff, right? Like, you can still read a book
paper. The same way that going to college is not the same thing as having 4 years of experience in a field.
Yeah.
Sitting at home and reading about it isn't really the same thing as
true
doing it for 60 hours a week.
But, I mean, couldn't a pregnant woman program from her house? Do you need to take 9 months off when you're pregnant? I mean, you only
really
have to take, like, some of the months off, right? Like a month or something. Like, how long do you really need to take off from work if you're pregnant?
That is an entirely different debate, which we can have, but it's not really.
I mean, I'm not saying you know because you've been pregnant. You have not, from what I understand.
Right.
But
no, I haven't. So it's not like women are going on maternity leave and then sitting at home all day watching Netflix. They're on maternity leave because they're A, recovering from a major medical event,
okay,
and B, trying to take care of this new human that they now have.
Right.
So
it's more of the afterbirth than the pre-birth is what you're saying. They're taking time off after they have the baby.
It's my understanding that, like, especially later on, you have other issues that might not be compatible with working 60 hours a week.
Mm-hmm.
I can't fully speak to that. It makes sense to me that that would be the case, though. But yeah, so it's not a vacation. It's you're doing something else.
Mm-hmm.
So keeping up with computer programming, and then even keeping up with, like, promotions and stuff in a career that's a kind of a fast-paced career like that isn't really conductive to having babies.
Mm, I see.
Whereas if you have a career that's kind of not stagnant, but in a field where really nothing changes a whole lot.
Like hairstylist.
Yeah, like you're not going to take off for 3 months and come back and then we cut hair differently.
Right,
now
all the styles have changed. I mean, certainly there are new styles that kind of come and go or whatever, but yeah, generally that's something you could keep up on.
Yeah. So
it doesn't have anything to do with the fact that, you know, women aren't good at science and math. It's just babies.
I know that they're self-selecting out of science and math. That's really the only thing we can know,
because mm-hmm.
unless somebody's telepathic and can tell us what these women are thinking.
Women, what are you thinking? The toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. I think that, you know, things seem to have shifted somewhat. It does seem that these days more women are interested in science and technology, but obviously not that much.
Right, but just not enough to keep, you know, the leftists at Oxford happy.
Happy.
Which, and then you're telling women what to do for the sake of women's rights. That's
855-450, free like freedom. It's Free Talk Live.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hey guys, pardon the advertising interruption to your radio program. Do yourself a favor and please listen carefully. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or other male prescriptions in the last few years, you need to hear about Noxetril, the super pill that will transform your sex life forever. You see, Noxetril has been formulated and developed in U.S. FDA labs, and it's the real deal. Noxetril works, period. Strong results that increase blood flow fast. And best of all, there are no side effects like prescription meds. After years of research, the developers of Noxetril got it right. This remarkable pill is off the charts. Right now, we encourage you to take advantage of our incredible free bottle offer. So what are you waiting for? Noxetril. It's that good.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 1-800-993-2380. That's 800-993-2380. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-993-2380. 800-993-2380.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free. Join us on the radio waves. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Well, Melanie, you tonight when you came into the studio, you always arrive early on Mondays because you're super punctual. And you showed up during Will's show and you were kind of sleepy. And so I asked you about it.
Yeah.
Apparently, you were up really late last night, not partying, as some people are wont to.
I haven't partied in a while.
Late into the night. You weren't staying up on a drug binge. You were actually staying up working on your client's taxes.
Yes.
Because you do taxes, you're an anarchist, and that means that you hate the state. And so you're going to do everything possible to make sure that your clients who hire you for doing their business or personal taxes, or even some bookkeeping work and such, that they take home as much money as they possibly can from the evil government. You were up late into the night last night to the point where it actually affected your ability to be awake here in the studio. So that's how dedicated you are to providing customer service, doing a good job for your customers, that you're willing to actually suffer from lack of sleep, which may not be a good thing, actually, in the long run. So I'd like to suggest
that you go ahead and get some sleep.
There comes
a point when you have to say, like, okay, I'm going to go to sleep so I can wake up and work tomorrow. But
Should we stop advertising your services? Has it gotten to be too much of a burden? Do you have too many clients at this point?
So there is some deadlines at the end of this month.
Really?
For 1099s and W-2s and stuff like that.
Okay.
So especially if some people haven't had their books done for last year yet, and they have 1099s and W-2s.
From last year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then I need to... Well, that would be filed this month, so the end of 2017.
I see.
So that would need to be done.
Now, why do you have to file it so early? It's
because
January.
The people with tanks said so.
With what? Oh, tanks.
Because the IRS said so.
I don't think they have tanks.
I don't know,
the
but
federal government
they're
certainly
all
does.
Kind of the same entity, sure. The feds.
So, so you've got some early prep work that needs to get done for some
people. Yeah, so it's... I'm kind of busy in the beginning and in the end, and still busy, but not quite as much in the middle.
Okay, so like the couple few weeks before April 15th, you're just wall to wall. You've got too much work to do, kind of thing.
Usually, yeah.
But you're not...
Yeah, so if you call me, I probably won't get to you for like a week or two, but
really?
I'm not like flat booked until April 15th or anything like that.
So you still have room for new clients, is what you're saying?
Yes.
You're willing to take on new clients who want help with taxes, want somebody else to do it for them, or you've got an accountant who's not an anarchist. Odds are you don't have an accountant who's an anarchist. And you'd like to have an accountant who's an anarchist, you should get in touch with Melanie, and you can do that by going to her website, which you can access at tax.freetalklive.com. That's taxtax.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we will take your calls and thoughts, of course, about anything you want to discuss. We were talking about Oxford University, which is that's in the UK, isn't it Oxford?
There is an Oxford in the UK, but there's one in the States. I had assumed that this was the one in the States.
Oh, okay. Well, they had set up a perk, a benefit, an unfair advantage for the women who were in a specific science or technology class. They were taking some sort of a test, and they were given 100-plus minutes, or 100, what was it,
105 instead of 90, so
they got an extra 15 minutes to take this test over the male counterparts. And the claim was that they had done this because, well, women have a tougher time under pressure. Now, is that true,
yes.
Melanie? Do you believe that?
I don't know.
True.
I think I would defer to psychologists for that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it is possible that that is the case. I also think it's possible that women have an easier time complaining about being under time pressure.
Good
so
point.
Because
there's
know.
A bunch of men out there who's waiting on hand and bended knee to help them with whatever it is they need help with.
Yeah, apparently giving them extra time at classes.
Right.
And I don't see where this says what country it's in. I had assumed that it was the States, but... It could be in...
I had no idea there was an Oxford in the United States. I had no clue about that. But
this is London.
Okay. So the idea being that women are just a little bit slower. They're smart, but they have a tough time under pressure, so you need to give them a little more time than the men in order for
and
it to
And, of course,
be
this is realistic
fair.
To what you would see in a job. You go to work, and you're like, hey, boss, I'm a woman. Pay me the same. Give me an extra 15 minutes for every 90 minutes that everybody else has.
Mm-hmm.
And then your boss is like, okay, cool. You just can be 15% late for every deadline. I don't see why I would have a problem with that.
Yeah.
I mean, what is this supposed to accomplish? If you can't do it, you can't do it. Go do something else. If you can do it, then do it.
I mean, certainly there are plenty of women who've been able to take time tests. I mean, this never happened to me in school. I remember when they had timed tests where you had, like, there was a certain test where you had to finish it by a certain time. They never had an exception or a
carve-out. I've never had a test that wasn't timed.
Is that right?
Although I'm talking about college and graduate school.
I guess I'm thinking back to, like, high school or whatever.
Okay, I don't know.
I mean, I guess the time was like you had the whole class period in certain cases, but in most cases, the tests I took when I was in school, both college and high school, were not timed beyond the class limit. Like, if the class was over, then you're out of time.
That's it, yeah.
But, there was no, like, 5-minute or 10-minute or half-hour long test.
Yeah, so in undergrad, it was typically the class term time.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes teachers would be like, okay, well, this class is an hour and a half, or I'm not going to let you take a 50-question test for an hour and a half, so it's, 50 minutes or whatever.
I see.
Then finals would be a set time, and then in law school, everything was a set time. Unless you went and got an exemption, which apparently you could buy one, so, you know.
In law school? Of course,
yeah, you
right?
could go pay a doctor to tell them that you had ADD, whether you had it or not.
And then you'd get, no time limit?
I think they had just extra time, not no time limit, mm-hmm. but... Kind of in law school, tests were set up to, okay, there's way more material than you could possibly get out. You have 90 minutes, go. So if you're giving people extra time, that doesn't really make sense in that setup. Whereas in most undergrad tests, not all, but most, it's like, okay, it's X knowledge, put it on the paper, and you can't really expand on that. It's like they're asking for specific data, and you put it there.
So according to a quick Google search here, when I looked for women and men under, or women versus men under pressure, two headlines pop out. One from HBR.org, the Harvard Business Review. This is from their 2017 November-December issue. Headline, women respond better than men to competitive pressure. And then on the other hand, there's another headline over at Slate.com. Headline, women are chokers. Studies show they cave under pressure. So
yeah, I don't know where Slate gets that from, and I don't know what the business department has to do saying anything about psychology. So, okay. I mean...
They say here, among the highest... let's see. This is an older article. This is from 2007. Among the highest paid corporate executives, only 2.5% are women. Among the most elite scientists, those who've been elected to the National Academy of Sciences, fully 9% are women. Depending on your biases, you can read that as evidence that women are better at science than business, that corporations discriminate against women, or, if you believe that profit-maximizing corporations get everything just right, that the National Academy discriminates against men. If you have access to the World Wide Web, you have no problem finding theories, evidence, counter-evidence, and polemics galore on this subject. He says, I just want to talk about one bit of evidence regarding one of the many factors that might be in play. Women, especially high-achieving women, choke under pressure. You can observe a lot of high achievers under pressure at a Grand Slam tennis tournament. Better yet, you can observe them under variable pressure. Things are a lot more tense when the score is 5-5 than when it's 0-0. Professor Daniel Passerman of Hebrew University made good use of this variability at the 2006 French Open, U.S. Open, and Wimbledon tournaments. First, he assigned an importance to each point in each match. He then did this by assigning probabilities to every way the match might unfold, and we'll tell you what he learned when he did that here in moments about women and men under pressure. 855-450-FREE. Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Core and your Bitcoin Cash. The Bitcoin Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You may dial in toll-free here. Bring up what you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well at Skype username lrn.fm. Or join us in the Discord on-air call-in line. Just go to discord.lrn.fm to jump in our Discord, get interactive with other hosts of the show and listeners, bunch of listeners in there right now, and Melanie has now gotten access to the Discord as well. But we also have Twitch, and there is a chat room there. It's a different chat room, one for the Twitch viewers, but some of those Twitch viewers have already joined us on the Discord. If you haven't checked out our new Twitch, it's one of the other brand new features here at Free Talk Live. It allows you to watch the show in HD, 720p HD quality. You do not get that level of quality on our YouTube feed, so it is the best way, if you're going to watch the show, to watch us. And it's free, of course. So go to twitch.lrn.fm. You can see us there when we're live, which is 7 days a week from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. Once again, that's twitch.lrn.fm. And thank you to the over 23, 25 people or so at this point who have subscribed to our channel on Twitch, which means that a little bit of your Amazon Prime revenue is going to Free Talk Live, because otherwise Amazon would just keep it. So if you've got Amazon Prime, you can toss, I think they sent us like $2.50 for everybody that does this. Just go to twitch.lrn.fm, pull down the subscribe menu, and then select the Twitch Prime option, and that will donate your Twitch Prime to Free Talk Live and lrn.fm. So once again, that's twitch.lrn.fm. We've been talking about equality, or the clear, you know, bias that some agencies have. In this case, the Oxford College which has given women more time to take tests in certain science and technology class. I'm not sure which classes, but there was at least one that was doing that. It was what Melanie was telling us about. And so I went to go and look, you know, well, what's the internet say? Of course, in a lot of cases, you can find arguments and studies and evidence to back up whatever it is that you already believe about the, you know, the issue at hand. And so, of course, simply by looking for women versus men under pressure on Google, I found two what appear to be conflicting articles. One of them from the Harvard Business Journal, or the, excuse me, Harvard Business Review in November of 2017, headlined, Women Respond Better Than Men to Competitive Pressure, because that was the ostensible reason why they were given the perk of extra time on the test, was because the Oxford College believes that women are worse under pressure than men. But studies show different things. What do you know? In fact, one of these studies is from Slate.com, which we were just beginning to share with you there. And they claim that women do choke under pressure. And so what happened was you have a scientist who took a look at tournaments. Danielle Passerman of Hebrew University back in 2006 looked at a few tennis tournaments. And I guess Danielle is actually a man's name because it says he assigned an importance to each point in each match and assigned probabilities to every way the match might unfold, accounting for the player's ratings, the surface they were playing on, and the identity of the server. That allowed him to say things like, quote, if Roger Federer wins this point, he has a 60% chance to win the match. If he loses the point, he has a 55% chance. The 5% difference measures that point's importance. It turns out that by at least one measure, the number of unforced errors, men play equally well throughout the match. They make unforced errors on about 30% of the 30% of all of those in between. But women show a very different pattern. 34% unforced errors on the least important points, steadily rising to almost 40% on the most important. It's almost surely too big a difference to be a mere coincidence. So what is it besides choking that could explain those numbers? Maybe the closest games are usually played late in the match when players are more fatigued. Maybe more of those games involve weak players. Maybe more of them occur in the French Open where the court is harder to play. But Professor Passerman tests all of these theories and none stands up to statistical analysis. Another counter theory. Maybe women play more defensively when the score is tight. If both players just keep lobbing the ball back and forth, there can't be any forced errors, so all errors are recorded as unforced. In support of this theory, Professor Passerman observes that women do play more defensively when the score is tight. But unfortunately for the counter theory, so do men. When the pressure's on, both men and women get more defensive. But only women make more errors. Meanwhile, another band of researchers has been running experiments to see how men and women perform in competitive environments. First, they have subjects solve mazes on their own. Then they pit the same subjects against each other in maze-solving contests. The result? Competition against anyone improves men's performance. Competition against, guess who? Women improves women's performance. So when the women are competing against other women, they get more competitive and do better. But when they're competing against other men, apparently not so much.
I don't feel like this study is conclusive, especially since it's one study, and so one study never is.
No doubt.
That seems to make evolutionary sense to me, but also I don't care. So we're testing for who's good at computer programming.
Right.
If it's adequate to give people 105 minutes, then give everyone 105 minutes. It shouldn't matter what gender you are, and it's not going to.
That's a good point.
When you get a job later and have to write a program.
In competition against men, women do no better when they're working or than when they're working in isolation. In spirit, that seems opposite to what the professor has been telling us. Women in championship tennis tournaments are always pitted against women. So based on the maze research, you'd expect heightened performance. And it's a reasonable guess that when the competition gets tougher, performance should get even better. But of course, there's no real contradiction here. It's perfectly possible that same-sex competition in general improves women's performance, while extremely tight competition degrades it. And of course, these are very different populations of women. The subjects in the maize experiments were engineering students at first-class universities, which is to say they were a pretty elite bunch. But that's still a far cry from being a world-class tennis player. And of course, just as tennis players differ from engineering students, both groups differ from scientists and business executives, so it would be a bit of a stretch to conclude that what happens on the tennis court must also happen in the boardroom or biology lab, but it might be worth looking into. Well, fast forward a decade in the other article that I found. So again, that was the article claiming that women do perform worse under pressure. And then, so fast forward to 2017, 10 years later, this story from the Harvard Business Review, where once again they looked at tennis, strangely, even though it was a different person studying it. This was Alex Crummer. Now, he looked at a lot of tennis matches, 8,200 games from Grand Slam tennis matches. Alex Crummer of the University of St. Gallen and his colleagues found that the male players' performance showed a larger drop in high-stakes games relative to low-stakes games than the female performers did, or the female players' performance did. Their conclusion was that women respond better than men to competitive pressure. And so then they asked for him to defend his research. He says this: "We looked at the performance of servers, who normally have an advantage in every first set played at the 2010 French, U.S., and Australian Opens and at Wimbledon, and we found that the men's performance deteriorated more than the women's when the game was at a critical juncture. For example, in sets that went to 4-4, the number of men's serves that were broken rose more than 7 percentage points after the players had reached the tie. Among women, we barely saw any difference between pre- and post-tie performance. And when female athletes played did deteriorate as pressure increased, the drop in performance was about 50% less on average than their male counterparts." He says, "So I feel that we can confidently say that in the world of elite tennis, women are better than men under pressure. They choke less. Now, whether that translates to other competitive settings remains to be seen." So there you go. You've got two completely different studies about tennis, about professional tennis stars, coming to two different conclusions about whether women choke more than men. So, or you can
see, and I still don't. So that's pretty clearly inconclusive. I still don't think that is at all relevant to how much time you should get on the test.
No, I agree with you. I was just curious as to what the internet said about this, right? Because if Oxford has come to the conclusion that, well, we've determined the women crack under pressure, so we need to give them 15 minutes longer to take this test, I'm just wondering what they saw. You know, what was the evidence that made them come to the conclusion that women crack under pressure more than men? Because, as you said, it's inconclusive. You've got two different studies coming back with and studying the same thing, women playing tennis versus men playing tennis, that found two completely different conclusions. One found that women are better under pressure, and one found that women are worse under pressure.
Well, we should find that out on an individual basis based on what grade you get back, not on a collectivist study basis.
Right, because people are individuals, and it is easy for university types to forget that. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. You can join us. We're going to talk about weed coming up on Free Talk Live.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.